A lot of people enjoy fishing, kayaking, and even swimming in Pittsburgh's rivers. But even if you're out there experiencing the water, you might not have a good sense of what it's like below the surface. In this week's Our Three Rivers series, we hang out with a diver from the Pittsburgh Police Department. He says his job is a little like swimming in chocolate milk.
Hi, my name is Greg Tersine. I'm part of Pittsburgh River Rescue. I'm a river rescue diver. We're outside of PNC Park, and the baseball game is about to start, but we'll take you out on the water. Put River Rescue 5221 on the water for patrol. I am a paramedic diver, so any water-related emergency, if somebody happens to fall in the water, or if they have a medical emergency while on a boat, or a police-related issue, we have two divers here at River Rescue that are staffed to make the dive and to go do that rescue. Most satisfying save would be at a young child. They were doing a kayaking trip. The one student didn't know how to swim. His kayak capsized on him, found himself in the water. He obviously panicked. They summoned River Rescue. We were able to come scoop him up out of the water and kind of calm him down, obviously, and saved a catastrophe there. So diving in the rivers, as you can imagine, just looking off the bridges, you can see they're cloudy, they're dirty, they're murky, they're muddy. For us, diving, whether we're looking for a car or evidence or a body, on the bottom of the rivers, you can't really see anything. Usually you feel it first. Unfortunately, sometimes you'll find yourself just smacked right on into a body that's subsurface. And you also have the folks on the surface who are kind of talking you through and pushing you to where you need to go. And we'll usually run right into it. Off the bridges, there's quite a bit of junk. You can imagine things that folks don't want anymore. They toss them off the bridge. Everything from refrigerators to dishwashers to Christmas trees to construction equipment to bobbleheads from a pirate game. I found it all at the bottom of the river. People have driven cars into the water. If there's any other objects like guns and knives, our divers all look for that also. So we see quite a few interesting things out here on the water every day. With the rivers becoming more and more popular today, we're seeing a lot more boat traffic, and we're getting a lot busier down here at River Rescue. But again, we try to, you know, keep everyone safe out here and just keep everyone out of harm's way.
That was police diver Greg Tersine in an audio postcard produced by the Allegheny Front's Lou Bluen. It's part of his ongoing look at the unique people who live, work, and play on Pittsburgh's three rivers. You can find more profiles on our website, AlleghenyFront.org.